Brendan Prost? Is that how you say it?
Prost, actually.
Prost. Okay, so Brendan Prost is a filmmaker here in Calgary. He actually goes to SFU in Vancouver and is studying films and communication. And he has a new movie coming out called Chotch. And so he's in the studio today to talk about his new movie.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So, Brendan, can you start off by giving us a little summary of what the movie is, what it's about?
The film is a character portrait of what seems to be a very stereotypical Chotch character that we, you know, from Jersey Shore and My New Haircut, the chauvinistic, self-obsessed, machoistic, sexist jerk you see at the bar. But it's kind of a breaking down of that stereotype and a suggestion that the way we perceive people is not actually indicative of who they are on the inside. So it's, you know, it explores issues of identity and persona and the creation of masks and the conflict between the inner and the outer self through this Chotch character as he goes through 6 days of his life, and he struggles and he tries to change and fails and eventually is kind of confronted by this choice between, you know, his fears and anxieties of being by himself and losing the people around him that he finds acceptance in, and the unknown of doing something new and potentially feeling better about himself, but losing what he once had.
So I watched the trailer, and at first I thought it was like kind of a one-dimensional portrayal of the Chotch character, if you will, because there was mentions of Jager bombs in the trailer. There's a few popped collars, beers are being shotgunned, but. From you talking about it, is it more of like a humanistic, like you're trying to humanize these people and make them less than a stereotype? And
I think it's a fairly sympathetic portrayal, but it's also it's very condemning of his behavior and his words, and you know, you see in the trailer them harassing this young woman that walks by, and so it certainly suggests that there's more to this one particular Chotch than, you know, the guys that we normally see on a day-to-day basis. Day-to-day, it sounds like they're everywhere. But it's not like we're trying to suggest that, oh, you know, they're all really sensitive and sweet on the inside. But it's more using this personality type that we're all familiar with to explore what it's like to be dishonest or to have fallen into a kind of personality that you don't feel accurately represents who you are. So it's strongly condemning of you know, the kind of the reprehensible things that we know that you mentioned, but at the same time it's still quite sympathetic. And
and so what drew you to this particular subculture?
I was really interested in the idea of somebody being perceived as an ugly person, and that the notion that you know, because basically all that anybody ever knows about you is what you communicate to them, and you know, there's an inner person that I think is, you know, mostly good in anybody, and how does anybody become a nasty, ugly person? And you know, it's you know, often like it's just a general error in communication. You've built this person and it doesn't go the way you thought, and you're trying to meet the expectations that people have for you and that you have for yourself, and you know, trying to, you know, incorporate, you know, media images into your life, and it's constructing a self is so complex, it's easy to lose yourself and kind of create something that's really ugly. So I was just interested in not particularly Chotches, but just expressing what it felt like to be seen by others as really ugly, and knowing that that's not who you are, but being unable to share with people what you actually think and feel.
And why did you want to explore this with film?
Why the film medium? I think it's because I wanted to express the feeling of being this way, not explore necessarily how somebody develops into this state of dishonesty, or you know, explain or, you know, articulate what it's like, but to just communicate that feeling of hating yourself and wanting to change and feeling like you can't. And you know, there's just something so incredibly evocative about the mincing of images and sound, and particularly this movie. I think that's, you can't quite put your finger on, and that only films will do.
Can you tell us about the research you did, specifically character research? Did you go off a lot of like stereotypes on television, or did you hang out? I'm trying to think of where you, like GNC or something like that.
I was thinking rent 2 seasons of The Jersey Shore, consider it, write it off as research.
Yeah.
You know what? Not a heck of a lot, to be really honest. You know, I I didn't feel like particularly like I had to be faithful to one particular cultural mm-hmm. stereotype or another. And, you know, this kind of chotch guy that it changes so much geographically depending on where you go. We have our own Calgary version of the Jersey Shore type.
And what, tell us about that. What is that Calgary version?
What is it like?
The specific Calgary one.
I think generally they share a lot of the same like behavioral characteristics in that mm-hmm. they like to put down others, including you know, the members of their own group, in order to elevate their own ego. They like to be particularly cruel towards women in an effort to, you know, do the peacock thing to puff themselves up and things like that. And you know, in Calgary, the way they dress, you know, it's very flamboyant. It's ornate.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it was just, you know, the stereotype is really just a vehicle to deal with other things. So I just kind of mashed different perceptions of that kind of person mm-hmm. into one, and I think people immediately are familiar with it in some way or another. So I think it suits the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So the character Zach White is the lead actor in the movie, and he plays the character the Chotch, but he's not credited with a name. No one is. They're just the Chotch, and then their relation to the Chotch, like the Chotch's father, the Chotch's sister. Why did you use that?
It's kind of a rose by any other name thing. I don't like naming characters. I don't particularly like naming films either. Mm-hmm. To me, it's it can certainly add something, but it's not something that I really consider a great deal. And you know, when we were developing the character, we talked about a lot of things, but we just never talked about a name. So basically, we just, you know, showed up to set, not set, but a location, the first day to shoot. And Zach was together with his Chotch friends in the film, were played by John, Jason, and Sean. And basically, they just all went amongst each other, name, and they just gave each other names, and they just mm-hmm. improvised. And I think that's just indicative of, you know, the leeway in the room that was given to the actors to, you know, name their characters or to, you know, explore different kind of dynamics that they have in between that group. It was really just a matter of it wasn't important to me. And if it was important to Zach, then he could do it. But it wasn't necessary for me.
Right. And so you worked really closely with the actors in the film, right, with the script. Why did you choose that approach?
I was kind of inspired. I watched a lot of Mike Leigh films and John Cassavetes, and I was a friend of mine did a movie where he did a bit more improvising, and I decided that, you know, that I really wanted to make a film that was much more natural. My last project, it was, the performances were a little more theatrical, and I wanted to make something that was really grounded in reality, very natural, very documentary like. So I wrote a very sparse script. It was about 50 pages, and I just wrote, you know, the most succinct, simple lines that I could. And I said to the actors that they could, you know, add to them. They could say different words as long as they communicated the ideas that were on the page. And they kind of often would make up their own blocking and move around. And it just, you know, the rhythms for the scenes evolve so much more naturally when you do that. The actors feel so much more comfortable when they have room to move, and it just makes for much stronger performances. I feel like I'm so blown away, like, you know, not to be immodest, but I was just I was so pleased with all the actors in the movie, and they're all non-professionals, and they just did a brilliant job.
And so how did you meet Zach, the lead actor?
Zach was a friend of mine from high school. He was graduated a year before, below me, and he was involved in high school drama productions, and he got the lead in when I was in grade 12, and he was in grade 11. He played a pirate. But he's just a fabulous improvisational actor, and he's very busy. You can always tell that there's things going on behind his eyes. He's very, like, he thinks a lot, and that's exactly what the character needed. So I've just known him for a while, and he's played little cameo bits in my other films, and he was just, I just thought of him for this because he's such a, he thinks so much when he's performing. It was just right for the character.
And so you have a series of four screenings going on through May and into June. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you bet. We put together a screening series, kind of totally grassroots. I booked everything myself. And there's going to be four screenings in Calgary. There's one Saturday, May 14th at the Uptown at 5 p.m. That's our big premiere. And the week after that, Thursday, May 19th at 4 p.m. at the Globe. The week after that, we're having a late night screening, which is really fun. We did one for my last film as well. And that's Friday, May 27th at 11:30 p.m. at Canyon Meadows Cinema in the Southwest, and Southeast, rather. Excuse me. And then we're trying to book one in Edmonton, but we're having a little trouble with that. That's supposed to be next week. And then the week after that will be one last screening here in Calgary, Thursday, June 9th at 4 p.m. at the Globe again. And we're doing, Q&A after the screening and, trying to, communicate more directly with the audience and see what they have to say about it. And tickets are all $5, and it's only $5 to pay for the cost of renting the venues, mm-hmm. So...
Cool. And so to get more information, they go to your website, which is?
It's brendanprost.com. And if you can't spell that, I will do it for you. BRENDANPROST.com. I know it's so many different ways to spell Brendan.
Yeah.
There's the jock way.
The chotch way.
Yeah. So, you can check that out. Our trailer is on there. I try and write a blog about my experience making the film. And we have a little press kit. We have an audience volunteer poster pack that you can print off and print out and stuff like that, and different reviews of the film. We just got a great review from the Independent Critic, which was super awesome, so you can check that out.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming in and talking to us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us on. This is going to be really helpful getting people out, so you're all invited. So
thanks a lot, Brendan.
Hey, thanks.